the dam giver?
Gerald. He's the one who made America the flip.
No, he's my first person I ever met in Vegas.
How? Is he a liaison?
He worked for the Cambridge.
Yeah, he's the
liaison. I didn't even know that. I knew that I'd known him for a long time, but I was like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, that was him. So he used to be in this position, and he went to Carson's favorite session.
It's cold here, dude. It's always cold.
Yeah. Behind us and, like,
it's freezing. Oh. It's like, what's going on?
He knows that. Oh, that's crazy. Okay, ready? Yeah.
All right, now I call to order the Winchester Town Board Advisory. We're going to start with a Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, today's date is October 28th, 2025. My name is Christian Barneon. I'm the Town Board Chair, and to my right, I have...
My name is Chris Hooper.
My name is Judy Press-Siegel.
All right, and then we have from the liaison,
Beatriz Martinez, Commissioner Sagerblum's office.
And Secretary.
Susan Acosta.
And then from planning we have?
Matt Young.
All right. And then for public comment, this is a period devoted for comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearings items at the time they're presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items with this jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public that will be listed at the end of this agenda. The comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the front over here. Clearly state your name, address, and spell your last name for the record. And if any of the board council members wish to extend the length of the presentation, it's going to be done by the chairperson and by a vote of majority, by a majority vote, sorry. Now we move to the approval of minutes of the last meeting, which was October
14.
Do we have a motion?
I motion to approve.
Did we skip over the public comment period?
He said it.
Oh, okay.
The public comment is right at the end.
It's both.
Yeah, oh, yeah, sorry.
Okay. I had a public comment.
Yeah, go ahead.
So you can speak on before or when the agenda item comes on.
Okay. Then I'll wait for
the
agenda item. Thank you. My apologies.
No, it's okay.
Good catch.
So, yeah. So you said motion to approve?
Yes.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, that motion passes. Now we move to the approval of the agenda of today. Do I have a motion?
I motion to approve.
All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
All right, the motion passes. So now, do we have any informational items?
No informational items.
All right, planning and zoning of the agenda. And we're going to move to item number ET-25-400-107, Concepcion Edel. No, I'll say this wrong. Edelski Herrera.
Anyone here for the item?
No.
PPI,
it's the ET-25-400-107.
Concepcion Aldequis Herrera.
Herrera? No.
I motion to...
So you need to open a public comment, and then if the applicant's not, you can trail it till the end, or you can, if the applicant's not here after the next item, you can vote on it with no recommendation or approval or deny.
Okay. We can move. Oh, is this the same item as last week?
Or you can hold it technically. But
just hold it.
Yeah, let's hold it, yeah.
You want to hold it so yeah. They won't be able to go to the Planning Commission because the Planning Commission is scheduled for Tuesday. Mm-hmm. You held it the last meeting.
Oh, I see. So we'll just vote on it with staff and
so, do you want to first open the public hearing?
Let's do the public hearing first. Yeah, so to do that, go ahead.
You can say, does anyone have a public
comment?
Want to comment on this
item in the agenda? Okay. So, does any of the public wants to comment on this first item in the agenda? Nope. Okay.
Close the public comment.
All right, closing public comment. And since we're already home in.
I motion to approve it with staff conditions so that it could be heard on Tuesday.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. So now we're moving to the second item, which is UC-25-0677 Westport, Las Vegas, Glen Avenue, Self Storage, LLC. Is the applicant present?
Yes, but we are Icebox LV. We are trying to...
So if you can say your name and address for the record, make the presentation, and then we'll open the public hearing.
My name is Richard Young, and my wife Henrietta Young, and the address referred to is 3375 Glen Avenue, which is owned by Westport U.S. Storage Company.
Okay.
And if you can say what you're asking for.
Okay, we're asking for approval to open up a banquet facility in that location.
Okay.
Does that conclude your presentation?
Do you have any pictures or idea how this is going to look like? Or
yes. I'm just assuming that everybody received all this information in email ahead of time. But yes, I do, actually. So this right here is the unit suite number 4. And that will be the floor layout. This right here currently is the floor plan for suite 2-3. And so for the banquet hall or the banquet units, we're looking at units 2-3 to host up to 70 guests, which meets the standard for occupation being over 100 for that particular area. Unit 4, the standard, or the occupation is 70, I do believe, but we want to keep it at 50. No events over 12 or 12 p.m. or 12 a.m., mm-hmm. which will keep the noise at a level, as well as the problems. Staffing will be on site to help maintain any additional incident or any incidents if they arise, as well as maintain maximum occupancy of those buildings. Both units do have a entry and an exit, and they have been up to fire code, thanks to U.S. Storage.
Okay.
The events held there are mostly wedding receptions, birthday parties, baby showers, type deal, and they are by appointment only, not open to the public. Good.
That concludes your presentation?
Yes. Are there any questions?
I'm going to open out to the general public for questioning. Remember, is that your question? He's going to answer it once we're done with general public, okay? All right. So, have any questions? Remember, state your name, your last name, address.
Hello, my name is Eric Duran Valle, that's D-U-R-A-N, hyphen V-A-L-L-E for the record. I live at 2670 Route Dorothy Avenue, which is the community that's just behind the area right here. This sounds like a wonderful venture of yours. I just wanted to, there were some things that I had questions about that I just want to clarify to assuage any concerns. First is noise, which not going past midnight is good. I wonder if there's going to be any other soundproofing that might be done at the venue, or if they're not going to be more than 50 people, maybe that's not, if it's all inside, that might be a non-issue. The other concern I had was just in the mailer I received, it said to reduce parking in conjunction with existing commercial industrial complex. I don't know if that involves construction, or if that's just within the area that Westport already owns, just because, parking's already kind of limited in Copacabana, so I just want to make sure that, probably not. I think the map just kind of went a little over Jasira, but I'm guessing that doesn't intrude in Copacabana at all. But those were just my two main things, the noise and the parking. So I yield my time. Yeah.
Absolutely, great questions. To answer his questions, according to Westport, all events and activities have to be done inside those units. There are no outside activity, none whatsoever. So they must maintain indoors. As for additional soundproofing, we're just going to utilize the structure that is already there, provided from Westport and U.S. Storage. Okay. As for parking, there is no construction on our end. Mm-hmm. However, the area is definitely flourishing with a new Starbucks, as you can tell, as well as maybe some constructions around the area, but it's not coming from us, I assure you that. Any other questions?
You mentioned the parking.
Parking. So right now there's a total of 63 parking spots located in the front of U.S. Storage facility that are always vacant. Always. And according to the owners, we are authorized enough parking to maintain the units as well as occupy any unused parking spaces that are already on the premises and on the premises only.
So that's like that little storage facility.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Thanks.
Awesome.
Any more questions by the general public? Any questions by the board?
No questions.
No. All right, can I get a motion?
A motion approved with staff conditions.
Everybody in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, motion carried. Motion passes.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, so now we move to the portion of general business. FY25-26 budget request. Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. Okay.
Yeah,
the board.
You guys don't have to stay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, you're welcome.
Go warm up now.
No, just the phone call.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'll go right now. Perfect. Thank you. Okay, bye.
Just gonna put me on speaker?
Yep, can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
Perfect. You're good to go. So, Chair, this is the budget request. As you know, you were requested every year to request some budget items. Just so you know, last year you requested a new tripod and you received it. code enforcement officers, we have not increased the number of code enforcement officers, but we have fully staffed everyone. So there is, even though the numbers are not there, the vacancies are filled, which at the end increases the number of bodies out in the field. And then streetlights, as you can see, we're making good progress. We're working on it. It's an ongoing issue with the legislature passing a new bill, as well as us switching from copper to aluminum, as well as we're just stringing them up like old times. At the very top, all of those efforts have helped, along with a $2 million contract with an external contractor that Public Works did. It has all made a little bit of a dent. I know we are not in our office getting as many phone calls. So those are the three items that you requested in it last year. So now I'll open it up to the board. You can continue to request the items. If you have any new items, whatever the board wishes.
I'm just curious, how much of a budget do we have? Is there in a set amount or?
Nope.
Okay.
So, the spiel is NRS requires us to ask every town board, every board this question. However, realistically, we have 19 town boards. The only boards that actually create revenue, the only districts that create revenue are Winchester and Paradise, because 75% of all of our operating revenue in Clark County comes from sales tax, which is generated by the strip. So then that gets redistributed. So the budget process for Clark County for fiscal year 26-27 starts now, where folks submit the requests to their supervisors, then department heads, then the department heads submit it to the CFO, and then from there they start first by filling positions and requests that we're statutorily required to do. Child services, social services, we need more social workers, all of those things. Then from there, based on how much, and you know, we have different budgets. We have enterprise funds for the airport and other departments, building departments and enterprise fund, planning department comes from general fund, right? So it's, sometimes it's what you have left is for positions, programs, things like that. So what we say is, so the request is statutorily required, that's why we do it, but things like a new tripod. I know Enterprise requested a new community center for 25 years. They finally got it 2 years ago, right? So capital things, it's on your wish list. It's just helpful to know what the towns need. Things like a new stoplight, public safety, or traffic safety issues. Please, you don't have to wait every year. You can just request it on C-Click Fix. Tell me about it. It's the same process. We've had it since probably over 60 or 80 years. It's not changed. So, yeah, that's a little bit about it.
Okay. Yeah.
Can we get a dog park?
So that's a capital request. So first we would need to find the land to buy the land. And then we would need to build it. And then from there, we need maintenance funds. So, yes, but that's just the structure of what it is. So, if we actually, planning just created a study, a master plan study of the entire Clark County Valley, as well as, was it rural too? I don't know. Rural as well. And they did an analysis, and the east side actually has the most amount of publicly funded parks out of all of the valley. That being said, the county will probably put money where there's a lack of parks, existing parks, but you can absolutely put it on your request list saying we just don't have a lot of space, a lot of open space, we need dog parks, so yes, so you can request that. Realistically, is it going to happen based on a couple factors? We basically put in all the requests and then prioritize from there. So if that's the board's request, we can absolutely do that, though.
No, hold on. Let me ask him. Do you want to talk about
it? I don't have a dog, so I am indifferent on the topic.
Because I have to go the one way over there in Boulder Highway, behind those casinos, behind the Sam's Town. It's like there's a horse thing and then the dog park, but that's like way over there. And over here, we don't have no dog park whatsoever. So that's why I was thinking, because I mean, I sometimes do it at night, and I take him for a walk, and then this is middle school right here behind the boulevard, and they have a big grass area. So, you know, if there's nobody there, I walk them there and let them be for a hot minute so they can exercise. But you said you have to find land, right?
We have no land.
Sounds like it'd be a project.
But we can absolutely do that. Yeah. Another option is use existing space, like Winchester back here, and put in a dog run. So that's another ask. So I can add dog park or dog run?
Yeah, either or, whatever is easier to get. Yes, we have a lot of space here in the back. And I mean, I know we use it for, right now the festival is coming here and whatnot.
There's constant events happening.
Yeah.
So it's that's the other trade-off, right? Like you can also do a dog run at or middle school park.
Because that that middle school is right
It's here. Or middle school park.
That's the one, right? I think it might be.
On Katie and, on Spencer.
Yeah, right behind the Boulevard Mall.
Yep, right behind Orr Middle School.
Yeah, that big park right there, they have this big area.
That is an Open Doors, Open Schools park, so we have to get approval from the school district because we share that park. So I'll put a dog park or dog run in existing park.
Yeah.
Just knowing that you probably won't get it first. But it is a priority for women.
I think a dog run wouldn't be a bad idea.
See?
Probably more feasible.
Right, because it doesn't occupy too much space.
Yeah, and it still gives you where you can take the dogs. I'm a dog lover. I'm sure there's a lot of dogs in the area. I just saw a couple walking.
Yeah. Because that's the thing, I told her right now, I have to go all the way to Boulder, and I was like, well, it's got to be not just me coming over here, because there's no dog parks around us. So. Yeah.
Anything else?
Judy?
No, I'm good. No request.
So it'd be outside the scope to ask for things like more comfortable chairs?
That was
John's request. Oh, someone else requested that, really?
Yeah, John requested it.
Oh, okay.
About 10 years. We can request it.
Okay. Throw it out there.
What else can we do?
So is your request just
Nah, that's because we have to investigate it, yeah, and whatnot, and do that. I guess that would be a good thing because, I mean, homeless is another problem, but.
Well, we can't just put homeless on the budget. We can increase housing budget, navigation center, shelter budget, code enforcement.
Is this budget thing allow us to maybe once a month feed people from here from Winchester? They tell them, hey, come here, we're going to give you a meal today or something like that, or are we not allowed to do that?
So this money, again, you guys don't have money. You don't have a budget that you guys can manage. It is just budgetary requests, rather. So that shows your priorities. So in terms of if you want to translate feeding the homeless, we can just say increase homeless services budgets, right?
Okay.
If that's important, combating hunger.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'll need from you is just to list for me on priority what you want and then vote on it.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. So we still got time to figure this out.
Ideally, now, today.
Oh.
Yeah. Or if you want, we can delay it till the next meeting.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, so we'll hold on to it for next meeting. So the next meeting you'll have the requests.
So nothing, what you're saying is nothing is impossible. We just got to present it and frame it a different way.
It's a wish list. It's basically just shows what's important to the board. It will probably, you will not get a program that says the Winchester Town Board created this program.
No.
Things like tripod, chairs, a new stoplight, if the traffic study allows for it, that's something.
Actually, yeah. Vermin and Sahara.
Yep. So I can,
That, yeah, now you say traffic like that, because people have a lot.
And we can absolutely, so just so you know, for all public works items, we follow the state law. So they'll do a traffic study. If it meets state law, then they'll do traffic mitigation, whether that's a light, a stop sign, or something.
Yeah, I think that this is going to be a traffic light because people turn to the left, sometimes they get stuck on the other people, then they turn and the other guys are coming. It's like, it's a mess. They don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm. So I'll absolutely put it on the request and depends on who manages, right? Because that's the city. So I don't know who would, on what side, depends on the intersection, whether the city or the county do it. But I can probably guarantee you a traffic study that can, and I'll provide the results from that.
Yeah, because they have the lights for Sahara, but the lights from the Berman one, they don't really set the turn, or and then the kids are crossing, the cars have to stop. It's because the school is right there, the Valley High School, and they have to go to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we'll table it, just if you can bring the ideas ready to vote on for the next meeting.
Yeah.
I just had a quick question. Would this be within the scope, for instance, a community center that typically helps folks who are in need of, say, food from a pantry of some sort, but with the federal shutdown, food is slowed and is not being delivered? Is that something that could be bridged?
So these requests like are for years, right?
Okay.
So you're not going to see a program in the next 6 months. So this is the for fiscal year 26-27.
Okay.
Last year for fiscal year 24-25, you requested already. So,
sure, sure. I see what you're saying.
The fiscal year starts July 1st.
Okay.
So I can provide you more information, and the food pantry will be stood up at UNLV for SNAP benefit for everyone.
Oh, okay.
So that's something separate. We can address right now.
Okay.
But if you want to create more programming around food assistance, that's a request you can make. But again, it won't be put on the request list until 25-26.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, thanks.
All right. So next.
Judy, you have anything else?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Thank you.
No problem. So the second one on general business is nominating and appointing a representative and alternative to the CDAC for 25-26.
So that's the CDAC. April was your previous appointee. We need an appointee and an alternate. She did say she was willing to be the appointee. We just need an alternate.
I nominate Chris Hopper.
What am I being nominated for again?
So the CDAC is a board of comprised of multiple the alternate usually goes if the main person can't go.
Okay.
You see applications from our community resource management that provide federal funding to a lot of infrastructure programs and housing programs. So there's
okay.
five meetings that you'll have to attend, probably in the early spring, or at least April will attend. You can communicate with her. You're
sure,
more than
sure.
welcome to if you want to learn more about
federal, I could probably,
granted,
yeah, okay.
federal funds.
Yeah.
But yeah, we use your, we will present to you various programs
okay.
that need community input based on federal guidelines. And then you just basically rank federal applications.
Okay.
We're like the sub for federal funds. It
mm-hmm.
goes to the county, and then we give it to developers or the housing authority or other projects. So it's
okay.
every year. We need community input. So April said she would be willing to be that.
Yes,
you're
yes, I'll send an email.
I would be happy to be the alternate.
Okay.
So thank you.
All
right. Yes.
So we need a motion.
A motion to approve.
Can you clarify the motion?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Motion to nominate a federal representative. For alternative for the Community Development Advisory Committee, do I hear a motion?
Can you name who?
Oh, yeah, for Christopher.
No,
oh.
April.
Oh, yeah, April. April.
I'm
sorry.
The alternate.
Yeah, you're there. Sorry.
Like,
for April Mensch, do I have a motion?
And you can do both. And
oh, April Mensch and Christopher Hooper.
As the alternate.
As an alternate.
I motion to approve that.
All right, everybody in favor?
Aye.
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 There we go.
Aye.
Thank you, Judy. All right, so now we move to the portion of comments by the general public. Is there any comments by the general public?
Oh, there's so much I gotta say.
All right, so that being that said, so our next meeting will be November 25 of 2025. Meeting adjourned.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank
bye.
You.
Bye. My calendar so I don't forget.
Is there anybody here?
April has...